Negroes with attitude? Perhaps?
I don't know. Oh, you're a motherfucker. I fell for that, didn't I?
At least I didn't say the actual word, though, so it's fine.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Fuck's
Hook,
sake.
Line, sinker, and copy of Angling Times. Patreons.
You're a fucking arsehole.
Yes, I know. I hope that caught that in its entirety.
I'm back.
Oh, hello. Some shady over here.
Yeah. Ooh, that's me.
Clearly you're not bothered.
Well, no.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, did you notice?
Yeah.
It took 20 10 minutes
to into the episode.
Realise you weren't there.
Oh, hang on a minute. What do you think, John? Fuck. Yeah.
Well, the patron that you don't listen to, which is what this is, we were straight in with the... Unfortunately, John's not here. We have no adult supervision.
Ah, well, there you go.
There we go. We do have a guest star this evening. Ning, ning, ning.
Hello.
And that is the hero that is Benny Labass.
Evening all.
Evening all.
Oh, Adam gets upset when you say evening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I said evening.
That dickhead gets upset.
Oh, Niall gets upset.
Because you're thinking,
well, it might not be evening when they listen.
Yeah, with me this evening. I'm like, yeah, but they could be listening during the day.
Good morning, good afternoon.
And good night.
And good night.
So long, farewell. Darby Roly so just do it quick.
Do re mi fa so.
And the rest? Is. I didn't know there was extra words. I thought that was just that, the scale thing.
Yeah, well, the rest of the words are the song is the song from The Sound of Music.
How do you know these things?
Are you used to scales going up way quicker than that?
Normally the scales say er. Or ticker tape, E-R-R-O-R.
Yes.
That's error, by the way, in case you...
Got that.
English is as good as mine, isn't.
England, motherfucker.
Do you speakerize it? Yeah, so we don't have anything to talk about, so we're just going to wing it, as usual.
Yeah, why not?
What is going on in the world at the minute? I feel like there's stuff going on. There's the Jenny Lek, but we've done that one, didn't we?
Did we?
We talked. Yeah, we've done a whole politics episode.
Oh, yeah,
episode.
We did a bit of a political one, didn't us?
Yeah, it was boring.
Yeah.
It was pretty dull.
Yeah. There must be other shit happening.
What's your favourite film? Let's do a quiz.
No.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell. What's your hatred of quizzes?
Because you doing them off the fly is not good.
That.
Oh, it's on the fly.
On the fly, whatever.
Aha.
Aha.
Point to John. John wins.
What's your favourite love?
Film? Yeah. My favourite film.
Mm. We've done this.
I know.
We've fucking done this.
What sort of music are you into?
Debbie does... No.
That means nothing to Benny. He doesn't know what that means. Do you know what Debbie Does Dallas is?
I've heard of it.
Do you know what it is, though?
No.
See, that's dangerous.
If that. He found a bootleg VHS of it years ago.
In the back of his dad's wardrobe.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Are they pixels? No, that's...
It was a parody porno, wasn't it? Was it a parody?
Yeah.
Of Debbie Does Detroit or something. It's the original film.
Yeah.
So back then... Yeah, it was a porno, basically.
Oh, right.
But it was a parody of another film. It's called Debbie Does Detroit or something. It's called Debbie Does Dallas, and she just fucks everyone in Dallas, I think.
What a girl.
You think it'd be Dallas Does Debbie, really, wouldn't you?
That would make more sense.
Unless she's wearing a bloody strap on. I
mean,
I can't
tell.
Doing
chance. The fucking.
But this is in. If the girl's on top...
F.
Oh, right. I listen back. I don't do it as much as you say I do.
You okay. Fucking do.
Yeah, you fucking don't.
Yeah, anyway, continue.
If the girl's on top, who's fucking who?
Oh, that's a good question.
Now, there's a bloody question. Benny, what do you reckon?
Depends who's doing the work, I guess.
We're never the woman. I suppose it does. We've got some more guests on, apparently.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, or...
She's not blaming his daughter to have to fuck all, like she has been all day.
Yeah, we turned up, we sat down, and he went, the bloke outside, he didn't physically make this noise, because he was in a playing machine, he went, neeeeeek, for ages, and Bulge went, well, that's fucking annoying. So, yeah, he's been doing it all day, Bulge.
He's been planing a door into a toothpick, which I thought was a bit...
It's a really, really labour-intensive way of getting a toothpick.
Last night, steak in his teeth, yeah. Goes to work, planes an old door.
Oh, wow. So, anyway, this is...
Have you watched all the Baby Reindeer yet?
Yes.
You
yes,
did.
I have, yeah.
You watched Baby Reindeer?
I have watched Baby Reindeer.
Have you watched?
The fuck is that?
not sort of, like, culturally sort of up to date with things, are you?
No. I quite like living in quite like living under a rock in 1998, to be honest.
You do think it is 98, so because you phone me all the time. We used to. People don't phone anymore.
Yeah, but I call.
Yes.
Only if it's like, I'll call if it's like, well, I can either text and drag this out for 15 minutes.
Well, the thing is, you went through a spate of not responding to messages either, so it was like, well, it's pointless trying to talk to him.
Yeah, that was true. Well, we showed up, mine, done like you, John. yeah, but if everyone's watching something, everyone's watching something at the minute, did you hear it?
See, when he does it.
Well, have you seen Tiger King? Do you have Netflix at all?
No, it's a bit expensive.
It is fucking expensive. I think we should talk about that.
It's how cost of streaming services.
Well, I've got Netflix, which is £17 a fucking month, right?
Is it?
What? What? Is that for like the ultra high definition, see nipples on the moon sort of thing?
What program's that?
I don't know.
You haven't even seen Baby Reindeer and you're watching nipples on the moon. Just
Debbie does the space station.
Space station does Debbie.
yeah. So $16.99 or $17.99.
That's not the basic one, though, is it?
No. But there's no advert. The adverts.
Have we discussed that's bullshit.
I think we did go into it.
Well, let's fucking rant again. They're probably listening up at Amazon headquarters.
Yeah. Bezos, this is for you, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you billionaire cunt. Stop putting adverts on things. That's
what
we
already
pay
for. You're already paying for it, and they put adverts on wankers.
So, it's $17.99 for Netflix, for the third time. I only pay it once, by the way. What if you... Because you only have... You have a rule, didn't you? Which I have total respect for. You only subscribe to one streaming service
one or
at
two,
a time.
Two tops.
The two tops?
Yeah. The four skins.
Right, go on. So, who's it at the minute?
Amazon. Because that's useful for other stuff.
You can because you can't just have video
delivery. No, you got to have the whole lot. But...
Yeah, they kind of got you by the ghoulies. Yeah. There,
so there's Amazon Video. what's the other one at the minute? I think Paramount Plus at the minute.
Yeah, that sort of tempted me, but I've just not bit the bullet yet. I've got at any one
all
point,
of them.
No, I did, but I just can't.
Well, I can't afford Sky at £200 a month, but I'll have all the streaming services.
Well, this is it.
Instead.
The reason people got rid of Sky was because why do I want to be paying £80 a month? Say. I don't watch any of the shit. So you go to the stream, but now it's like you can easily spend about £50 a month on streaming services.
More than easily.
Yeah.
That'd only get you three if you add Amazon Prime in there.
Well, that and if you add up all
I think
the
Prime
other subscriptions.
I Prime Disney and Netflix. That's a free I've always used. I've never even tried anything else.
But it's not like so you've got all the streaming services that are subscription based. And then you've got other apps that used to be free. Strava's a good example. Used to be free to do. Now you get a basic version for free, or if you want to get all the data, you've got to pay $8.99 a month. So it's that as well. It all
fucks
adds up,
me off.
Doesn't it? Fucking
and the thing is,
irritating.
Like, because there's music as well. I mean, fair play, Spotify's free, isn't it? But you have adverts. You can't really choose your music.
Yeah.
Is that right? You can choose.
You can skip five times, and then you've got an hour before you can skip again.
You can only skip a certain amount of times. I know that,
which is bullshit. Yeah.
What
which obviously,
bullshit.
If you've accidentally gone onto low paid lifestyle, you'll use all of your fucking skips immediately.
Yeah, if you want a quick one to listen to on the way to work, and Pink Floyd comes on, skip a Rooney. You know what I mean? You use them all up.
Yeah. Nobody takes 30 hours to get to work.
I was literally about to say, where do you work?
I've got a nice flight
in
the fucking
Pyrenees.
Or... got a flight to Antarctica coming up. Let's just put Pink Floyd on. We get one track out at least.
Yeah.
Idiots.
That did fucking make me laugh. What you put in the Discord about whoever the fucking guitar playing guy is. Don't care.
For me? But
Pink Floyd.
David Gilmour.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Don't care.
Yeah.
And he's...
Brilliant. Good. I show an interest in your fucking gangster rap you listen to when you're the whitest motherfucker to walk the planet ever. But I can't like Pink Floyd a bit. Or slash be obsessed with.
I didn't say that you couldn't like them. I just said that I don't care.
But I care about your gangster rap, goddammit.
But
what's your favourite gangster rap group, Niall?
NWA.
Actually,
what's
I
that
do
stand
have something
for?
That I'd like to just put in the Patreon.
Get close to the mic, you're far too far
Fuck
away.
You.
Fuck you, punk bitch.
Can we discuss?
No.
Who is Dan Greenbeef?
Mmm.
The reason I say this...
It's because of what you said in the Discord.
It's because of... If we call him Dan Greenbeef, he puts something along the lines of, lol, Dan Greenbeef.
Yeah, like, I Dan Greenbeef? Dan Greenbeef said, lol, that's not my name. I'm like...
According to that, it is.
I sent a package to him, because he's a patron. Dan Greenbeef, address line, postcode. Wonder who the hell was sending me a package addressed to Dan Greenbeef. It's your fucking name.
But is it?
Well, apparently not.
This is the tricky thing, because this is where this conversation was going, is that Dan Greenbeef shared something about some boring guitar player who was only playing 3 days at fucking, I don't know.
The bloke's in 70s.
That was only two tracks.
He's in 70s, that's why.
It was when he said, oh, he's only playing two tracks for 3 days. I did laugh. I found that very amusing.
That was good. What streaming services you got, Ben?
Hang on, look, go back to the Greenbeef thing.
Yeah, do you know who Dan Greenbeef is?
I don't know Dan Greenbeef.
Because what I want to know is, right, he said, who's sending me a package to Dan Greenbeef, right? Where else is he using this fucking... It's like he's become Dan Greenbeef, and whoever he was, he isn't anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's not like...
I reckon it's on the Caravan Club website, you know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying? Are you suggesting he's a swinger?
Possibly. Who knows?
Is this like Lockstock when their idea is to have the fucking dildo shop or whatever it is.
Yeah. That's a
what
good
was,
idea.
What was that called?
Ass Ticklers Faggots Fan Club.
There we go. I knew someone would know. Cancel that motherfucker.
Benny's never seen it.
No.
Fuck off.
He came round mine on Sunday, and downstairs I've got Vinnie Jones from Lockstock with the shotguns over his shoulders and a really cool fucking picture. And he was sat there and he went,
is that your dad?
Who's Jake by up there then?
Fuck's
sake. He ain't even seen Gone in 60 Seconds. I know I keep saying this, but he hasn't. Still.
He's probably thinking I'm not going twice.
Yeah. in 60 seconds. Q fucking 3. 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Works, doesn't it?
I think this is actually what we should discuss on this Patreon.
What, sex?
No.
No.
Shit that Benny doesn't know anything about.
Shit that Benny knows nothing of, yeah.
And we can just grill him as to why he doesn't know who these things are.
Lock, Stock and Snatch is a
no. To put it into perspective, Benny
You've never even seen Snatch?
22?
No. You've seen Us Snatch.
He's seen Us Snatch, just not the film Snatch.
Which is better? It's a good film, right? We all love a Snatch in this room, but it is a good film.
It's
got bikies in it, Jippos.
I wanted to say this.
What, Jippos?
No.
Pikies.
That.
Do as you likeies.
I did laugh on the main episode when you were talking about banger racing.
Yeah.
And you said the word pikies at least 3 times. I was like, you do know that is genuinely a racially derogative.
Derogatory.
Whatever.
Well, yeah. Hey, not so easy, is it?
What?
Talking.
Being racist, I don't know now.
Easy to bulge.
It was you that said it.
But the fact that he didn't even pick up on it shows you he's so casually racist.
I was like, God.
Anything.
You all moaned at me when I said chink.
John?
Whoa.
Say it again.
In the armour. Says nothing, pipes up with, whoa.
The thing is, he doesn't think that. He just wants a chink and a chip and a, whoa.
Squinty eye.
All right, let's not keep going. Let's not get us...
Let's talk about a Lotus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What streaming services do you have, Benny?
Dizzers Plus.
Dizzers Plus. Yeah. He's so Devonshire.
It's so
Spotify.
Weird you said Dizzers. I thought, I call it Dizzers.
Netflix. And, well, that's about it, really. But that soon adds
You're
up.
Not a Prime, then?
No. No, I might sponge off someone for that one.
You ain't got Brazzers subscription.
Brazzers, yeah.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
PH Premium.
Thankfully, with that Fire Stick, we don't need to pay for Brazzers Premium.
No,
I've just got 5 channels of it.
5? What the fucking rest? There's loads on there.
No, just the Brazzers.
Oh, this is there?
Yeah.
I'm in that fight. I'm going to be finished by then.
Double nuts!
The only frustrating thing with it, right, is it's like, core porn, core porn. Core porn. Trannies!
Q3!
Oh, mate. God. I'm surprised you don't have... Do you not see
Brothers.
Penny Clarkson's Farm, then?
No.
What, none of it?
I've watched the first season, not the second.
Or the third.
I would like to.
Third down
Is
there.
Is there a third?
Third's yeah. just come out last Crikey. Month sometime.
Yeah, I've seen the first two or three.
I've seen the first four or five or something.
Hmm.
See the piggies? Got the piggies yet?
No. He's discussing having piggies. Effectively.
Caelan's a fucking hero, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He is brilliant. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Imagine that, though. Just being a farmhand. Well, not really a farmhand, was he? He was a bit higher than that. Just like a contractor.
Mm.
And now he's like got a book. Maybe that'll happen to us one day. To learn to be funny first.
Yeah.
Well, John's already there.
He made friends with Jeremy Clarkson first.
Fucking funny.
Yeah, you're humble with it as well. That's what I love as well. That's what I love about it. Known as John brackets the funny one. I had to change your name on my Discord because it was winding me up so much. Because being a Leo and being me, I was I'll be the fucking funny one. And it was really long. Bulge. Anyway. So yeah, you did Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
Did you listen to this through Spotify, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. But are you a Spotify kind of guy?
Yeah.
Are you Spotify? Well, you have to be, don't you? Be your fucking piece of shit.
What?
Not Amazon, not Apple Music, are you?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the other thing. I have an Amazon Music subscription to be able to play music through my fucking Alexa. Sorry if I've just triggered your Alexa.
No, you don't.
You do, don't you?
No. If you've got,
are you sure?
If you've got...
Alexa, play Pornhub.
But, well...
It might work. Well, who knows?
I don't know, because you're... Maybe the sheeple have said that you're not allowed to do it. But if you've got Spotify, you just go, Doris, play Spotify.
Oh. Well, you got Spotify then.
Yeah, well,
there's maybe no problem.
If you didn't have that piece of shit phone that the camera doesn't work on and cost you £2,000.
It doesn't. It's not out of contract. Now, that's what it's broken.
Yeah.
It genuinely, I was like, do you know what? I can't afford a new phone. I don't need a new phone. This phone's working absolutely fine.
That happened.
2 days later, camera stopped working. I was like, well, fuck me dead.
Yep.
Honestly, there was a point in this. I thought, should I go over, you know, to the dark side? Racist. But I'd regret it instantly. I know I would.
I don't know why, though. Because it's not like you've got loads of Apple stuff, is it?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't have a Mac.
No. No, true.
You don't have...
Oh, AirPods and a watch.
He's got a ringtone instead.
Yeah, but AirPods and watch will work on your Android.
Will they?
Yeah.
Why? How? What's a download an app?
No, it's called. There's this amazing thing, right? That
here we go.
It's fairly new and quite cutting edge.
Don't say Bluetooth.
There's this thing called Bluetooth. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
It's not going to work the same way as what I'm getting. Oh, it will tell me the time, but will I be able to reply to messages and fucking everything? You reckon?
Well, I can do it on my fucking Garmin piece of shit.
Yeah, that's not. Right. And I know I'm shooting myself in the foot here, and I didn't really want to have to go down this route, but Apple are very. This
yeah,
isn't
but
ours.
Just be the
this
app.
Is yours.
You just have to download an app. I'm almost positive. My sister's got an Apple Watch, and she's got a tampon. She's got
a what?
One of these fucking tampon.
A tampon. What's your Sasayong?
Yeah, tampon.
Sasayong.
Muzo.
She's got one of those fucking stupid foldy things.
Oh, she's one of them, is she?
Yeah, absolute fucking turd.
And what's yours? Who are they?
Well, that is. That's the old fucking Huawei that I had when we went to Wales.
The first time?
Yeah. And that's a Pixel P7.
Because I will say, the best picture that's ever been taken of me was on that phone. And that was about 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Picture you were there as well.
Yeah.
And we were both, I believe, considerably
slim.
Skinnier.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me, I fucking love my Google memories and Facebook memories. 5 years ago, and I look at it and go, I could wear a large then.
Mm.
The only large I can get now is a kebab.
Yeah. Did make me laugh, because this is harping back to sort of slimmer days. Now, people always just look at me really weird when I say this, but when I was losing weight, I was doing Slimming World, and I used to eat a lot, and I mean a lot, of chicken cheese kebabs from the takeaway. And people are like, oh, but it's from a takeaway. And I'm like, it's chicken breast and a salad. It's basically a chicken fucking salad.
Chicken nukes.
Chicken nukes, right? Chicken mammaries, yeah? And I lost a lot of weight on it. But because I was so large and hungry, Their large that we've just eaten, me and you, kind of, because he fucked our order up, wasn't enough.
Mm.
So I said, is there a chance you can do an extra large chicken sheesh? And he went, it's okay, boss, you're mine. So, and they added it.
£25, mate.
And they actually added it to their website, and they've completely revamped their website, and they've still got on there extra, but it's only a chicken sheesh.
Yeah.
You can't get an extra large because I used to order that. And I was like, oh, those are the days. I might order one now. 15 quid, mind.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But it's a lot of chicken's dear anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's venison. No, what's your favourite meat? Do I want a roast, Benny?
Chicken or beef. Close beef.
What? So first choice chicken.
Yeah.
Very then, close second beef.
Yeah.
Bit bland, mate. I love it a bit, but...
Why, what would you have?
Beef every time.
Yeah,
I like beef when it's been cooked properly. As in, it's not.
What do you say
cooked
about any meat though?
It's not. No, as in, it's
chicken
not.
Chicken not cooked properly is horrible. You get Sam and Ella poisoning.
Medium rare chicken, please.
Cordon bleu. Go on.
How do you like it, Adam? Slightly pink.
Burnt to a crisp.
Like a Turkish delight.
You tell you've got diabetes now. You just, rather than eat the foods you want, you just say the foods.
Mm, pretty much.
Here's a question. If you lick something, you can taste it, yeah? I don't mean vaginas. But if you lick something, you can taste it, can't you?
Okay. Mm,
fungus. Yes.
If you licked something, if you were on a diet and you licked something...
Pierce nipples, coins.
You wouldn't put on weight, would you?
What?
All right, don't answer it. It's fine. We'll move on. I tell you what.
What the fuck answer do you want from me?
A factual one, please.
What do you think? I'm some sort of fucking physician that's going to know the answer to this.
Well, if it's fish, you'd fucking know. Wouldn't you?
If you lick a fish, will you gain weight?
You know that sound
sounds like one of your maths questions.
Fucking does. Fucking does.
And if it's about the sound of music, you'd know. You're a knowledgeable person, John. Sorry I come to you with these things.
Yeah, but... I mean,
if you don't know, just say you don't know.
I don't know, Niall.
All right, you answer questions now, seeing as I can't fucking do it.
What the hell's alive with?
What's noodling?
What's noodling? I've been through this.
Well, I know, that's why I said it. Get close to the mic, you dickhead.
That's what Sophie does every night. Goes noodling.
Probably is like that, to be fair.
Probably is.
Having to stick your hand up in a riverbank trying
to... Yeah, like that. Fucking big old thing, pulling out.
Oh, wait, no.
Like trying to get a cat to come near you.
That's what you swear.
But anyway. No, sorry, John. Sorry, I can't steer this ship into the direction you want. You carry on.
Oh, dear. But I don't know what you want me to say. All right, fine. Well, we'll go back to my original one. I think we should just ask Benny things.
Yes.
As to
good point.
What he's seen.
Oh, he's in now. Seen. He's heard the word Benny, and he's like, cool. Got some blood
Benny,
to
if
him.
You lick food, you put on blood and word or no? I think that's a mistrick of a diet, because you still taste it.
Yeah, but this was always one of those things that people said that genuinely works. Like, if you don't like salad-y stuff...
Do you reckon that would
smell something that you do like to eat before you eat the salad? Like, genuinely.
Okay.
So in Niall's case,
like one of those,
if he wanted to a woman, he'd have to sniff a cock first. It's the only way you can get it right again.
I knew whatever he was going to say, I knew I wasn't going to like it. But I still
I said
it.
Cock, so you should like that.
That's
his happy noise.
If you smell a brownie while you're eating a whitey, no.
You have some Chinese food, smells like yellow.
But he's regretting his life choices now, isn't he?
You're going to work on Monday and be sacked. Turns out we're patrons of this podcast, and it was a big fat fucker on the being racist. Niall and John.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a train wreck, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll work, though, won't it?
Who knows?
If you know the answer to the whole licking food conundrum, let us know. Email in.
And if you know the answer about Dan Greenbeef.
Yeah, if you are Dan
Greenbeef.
Email
in at https.
Fuck me, don't you start that shit.
Oh, you missed it on the Patreon, mate. I was like, sign up to HTTP. I keep forgetting about the S, though. Don't like him being secure in mind.
Yeah, so.
Oh, Christ.
Ask Benny things.
What's your favourite film?
Have
then?
You. Okay.
Sorry?
Probably Jumanji.
Well, the original. The original?
I do like it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the better one.
One of my. Yeah.
The remake.
Well, the remake's like Godfather 3. It just shouldn't fucking exist. It shouldn't be in the same breath as the original.
I don't know what that
is. It is very difficult because the remake, I do like.
What, on its own, you mean?
On its own.
Yeah.
As if it wasn't called Jumanji and it was called something else.
Kevin Hart versus The Rock.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, if you listen to Cat Williams, they've signed a deal with the devil, haven't they? Did you hear that interview?
What, on Joe Rogan?
No. Well, no. He'd done Joe Rogan afterwards. So he went on some...
I'm sorry.
What?
I've just thought of a Theo Vaughn clip.
Oh,
the Cat Williams.
God.
How you got nutcracker.
How you got 30,
Williams?
How you got 30 pairs of swimming trunks, but you ain't never been in the water, Joe Rogan. That's a black Cat Williams. Oh, you belong on TikTok, John. You really do. The fact that you just fucking hell and shun it is beyond me.
I don't shun it. I just
download it then.
Think you're shit.
I've got it on the.
The work one doesn't count, John. Stop trying to be cool and claiming that you're on it because you've got the work account.
Why? Okay.
If you want to follow John on TikTok, it's at RPM Otosports. Isn't it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, RP Motorwork 7.
Oh, Motorwork, sorry. Cool. If you want to follow me, it's Niall Slim Drew. Bulge and Benny don't have it because they're thick. They're missing out massively.
Thick. Do you hear that?
Capital F.
Thick. Two Fs.
Because they're thick.
Two Fs.
If they're thick.
So, John, what was your question to Benny?
We were going to...
Pink or brown?
Earlier we were talking about...
or yellow.
Sega Rally.
Yeah.
Which you hadn't heard of.
No.
So...
Sega Touring Cars?
Sega Touring Cars?
Toka Touring Cars.
No, Sega Touring Cars.
That's before my time, Bulgefield. Fuck.
It was literally...
That's what he thinks about that.
It was literally... Sega Rally reskinned with DTM cars from the 90s. I shit you not, it literally was that.
Same tracks and everything.
Yeah. All but.
It's like, these slicks ain't working too well on this gravel.
Spooky, that.
So go on, Sega Rally, you were saying?
Yeah, so you don't know Sega Rally, so...
He didn't know what Euro Truck Simulator was till the other day. I showed him my open paps.
Boo!
Yeah. The Time Crisis, do you know that game?
No.
Come on, he's 22, of course he knows a Time Crisis. What?
It's painful, isn't it? Like, thinking about it.
House of the Dead? Remember the arcade machines for that?
We can rule off arcades. You know what 2P machine
completely?
Is,
it? Yeah, 2P machine. That's about it.
Duck Hunt?
Duck Hunt. 80s, idiot. Fucking good.
I fucking love Duck Hunt. With the big light gun, yeah, fucking brilliant.
And then the modern version is Deer Hunter, basically.
No.
Do you know what the Titanic is?
Titanic, yeah.
You know it's real?
Yeah.
Cool.
Heard of Ocean Gate, Jam?
Jam? Ocean Gate. Do you know what Watergate is?
No.
Deep Throat?
What happened?
Same thing.
Morning. What happened to JFK?
Who's she?
I don't know. Who's she?
I was waiting for Jeff K. Who's he?
No, I don't know who that is.
Red Dwarf.
It was an American president that got assassinated in Dallas in 67.
Yes. Yeah, in a Cadillac.
It was, yeah, opened up Cadillac. Yeah. He blew all over his missus.
For the second time that day.
The brain's not nuts. And no one knows you've done it. I think it was inside job, but I think
CIA.
Yeah, I think it was the CIA. But a bloke called Lee Harvey Oswald was fuck me, John.
Through the mic, Mike Sykes.
A bloke called Lee Harvey Oswald, who was hiding in the Dallas Book Depository building.
Right.
He killed him. Or he was done for it. But they reckon the trajectory of the shot, he couldn't have possibly have done it unless he was like an expert marksman, which he wasn't. He was some brainwashed, thick motherfucker. And who shot him? Genghis Khan, wasn't it, or something?
Probably.
Who's Genghis Khan again?
Modifies Mongolian warlord
from... I was going to say, wasn't he a Mongolian?
So let me find out who killed... What's his face?
Oh, fuck me. You're mistaking this for the Red Dwarf episode, Ticket to Ride.
What, when he shoots himself?
Yes.
Do you know Red Dwarf?
I've heard of it, never watched it.
That's fair enough. You wouldn't find it funny.
Because I've never watched it either. I started trying to, but the problem was is that...
You don't start with the really early ones, because they are
when
a bit...
When it came out, they're good.
They are, but they're a bit...
But they're good because we like them.
When it was popular, the problem was I was a young child, really. Mm. And I was like, I'm definitely going to watch this, because everyone's talking about it, and it'll be really funny. And I just didn't understand it.
Right, okay.
And the issue is that it's like... Because in my head, when I've watched it, it wasn't funny then. I'm positive that I won't find it funny now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, not watching it. Shit. Fucking litter. Even though I don't.
Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, so it wasn't Genghis Khan. No, fair enough.
Spooky, that.
He was a Range Rover modifier. Made wheels as well.
Okay. Now runs London.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking that. Fucking it up.
Anyway.
I'd rather Genghis Khan in charge of London, to be fair. Than Sadiq?
I don't know, he was...
A bit murdery?
Bit rapey.
Yeah.
Bit beheady.
Well, same as what fucking Sadiq's doing.
He used to put everyone's
doing.
Heads on the on
sticks.
The poles, didn't he? So that they could spot from a distance that Genghis has been through here.
Genghis has been on a bit of a tear up, better not go over there.
Well, it's no different to what he's doing with those fucking ULEZ cameras, or Sadiq. Drive through... Can't fuck this place then.
Yeah.
Kid litter.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a man staring at it, looks like Tim Harvey. Anyway.
So, like, cult films then?
Pulp Fiction.
No, not seen it.
Inglourious Bastards.
No.
I'll be honest
That's
though.
That's even quite you.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest though, you're sort of, I mean... Through experience, you're sort of a tinkerer in the garage until it's time to have your dinner and go to bed. Isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Some people come in from work and go, "And telly, you go and garage,
tinker, yeah."
So I've been at work all day. Oh, fucking, I'm bored. I just want to go home. Goes home, tinkers all day.
Does more work,
Well, it's the weekend. Time to relax. Tinker, 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 tinker.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. It's Monday again. Tinker, 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 tinker. Monday evening, ideal. Tinker, tinker, tinker.
Yeah, we get it.
You tinkers.
Repetition.
Spot on, isn't it? We're at 32. Should we carry on asking films he hasn't seen that we know he hasn't seen?
I don't know.
So Genghis Khan is?
No, afraid not.
Who's Lee Harvey Oswald? Short memory, ain't you?
Very. Who's he? He shot matey, didn't he?
He did, yes. Well done. Yeah. We'll take that.
Matey shot matey.
Who's Eazy-E? Ice Cube?
Ice Cube, yeah, no, yeah. No Ice Cube.
Yeah, but what do you know Ice Cube as?
Rapper.
Okay.
What else would you know him as? An actor.
Film star.
Yeah,
that's the correct answer. Do you know anything of the whole Compton sort of, he fucked him over?
Bloods and the Crips and the KKK.
No, not really. I only listen to the music.
Have you seen the film Straight Out of Compton?
No.
You should watch it.
Have you seen the film Straight Out of Clumpton?
It's a bit like Debbie Does Dallas, except there's parents,
does
parents and siblings involved.
Much more
interesting. His dad's hauling brothers off of each other.
I want to say you fucked that up because you stumbled over it. It was still really funny. You could have all the way through it and it still would have been
could
funny.
Could have biffed some butts and pots and pans. And...
We'd all be scrap merchants. What was I saying?
Yeah, no, very, Compton.
Very interesting sort of backstory. Club. So you're more, in, as we've discussed, into this sort of gangster rap stuff.
Mm.
Whiter than white, aren't you? And basically, yes, they set up NWA first.
Yeah.
Which was the, with attitude, right? Right?
What is it?
What was that, sorry?
Nigel's
with Attitude. That's a folk band from Plymouth, isn't it?
It's
Nigel's with Attitude. I don't think it is, but that'd be funny.
Noodles with Attitude, right?
Right.
And then, basically, I won't get into it because I don't actually remember. There was some like dispute and he all booted off. And Ice Cube left.
Yeah, but Ice Cube wrote a hell of a lot of the lyrics to NWA's album Straight Outta Compton, their first album the first big album. Ice Cube wrote an awful lot of the lyrics to it, and there was a guy called Jerry
Seinfeld.
No, Jerry something who was their manager.
Jerry, you're enough already.
And
Bruckheimer. Is it him?
That's a film director, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Didn't he do Back to the Future?
He did. Something to do with Lethal Weapon as well, I think.
Probably.
So, yeah, this guy, Jerry, was the manager. And it was... I'm trying to think what their label was called.
Ruthless.
So Ruthless was Eazy-E's label, which he was 80% shareholder of, right. And Jerry was 20%. But Jerry wrote up the contracts for all of the other rappers that were in NWA, so Dr. Dre being one of them, quite famous.
Yes.
Obviously Ice Cube, Eazy-E, D.O.C., as well.
Yeah, who I thought for ages was Dr. Dre.
No.
It's Cuban. No, it's not that one. And D.O.C. I was like, Doc, fair play. And let's spell our names out, shall we? And then I found out, literally a couple of years ago, totally different person.
Yeah.
You think they would have said, we've only got one doctor, your initial spelled Doc, get a new name. But they didn't, did they? Idiots.
No.
What do they know?
And yeah, so anyway, Ice Cube was the only one who looked into the contract before he signed it. After they'd already done a tour, had been paid no money at this point for doing what he was doing, and refused to sign the contract, walked away. And then he went to his label and set up the Lich Mob?
Yeah.
Lich Mob.
Who's Interscope?
Lich Mob.
Who are they, again, in this whole scheme of things?
They were the main label, weren't they?
Right.
That signed NWA.
Right. What was Dre's record then, label called?
So, obviously, he...
Aftermath
was afterwards, because he did...
Time that well.
I think they were called Relentless.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Aftermath.
Yeah. And anyway, it sort of... There was this big divide, because when NWA's next album came out, or next big single came out, they dissed Ice Cube, and Ice Cube was a much better lyricist than...
But his response was...
Yeah.
It's a fucking banger. Vaseline, it's called.
Yeah.
And the punchline is, you get fucked by a white boy with no Vaseline.
Basically.
Right. And the white guy was the bloke who done there.
Jerry something or other. Jerry Bruckheimer.
Jerry Olive.
Yeah, literally.
They love a Jew, didn't they?
Yeah. And then it sort of escalated from there, and then there was this like...
They're friends
because
now,
there was already Bloods versus Crips anyway. And then obviously Dre wanted out of the NWA, and then he, like I said, I think they were called Relentless or something like that. Was the first label that he set up as such, and obviously he signed Snoop and Tupac as well.
Dead.
With him.
Sad demise.
Yeah. Eazy-E.
Sad demise. Ass injected. Death sentence.
Yeah. And
Biggie. Sad demise.
Yeah. And just before Eazy-E died, they did actually all get together and were going to record a new album without Jerry as the OG NWA. But then Eazy-E
died of AIDS,
got cold, and that was that.
Effectively,
I tell you what, seeing as you're into your gangster rap, do you know, I've only found this out the other day, and I do not believe this is common knowledge. Do you know who wrote Still Dre, Still D-R-E? Shing, bling, 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 that one.
Britney Spears.
I would have guessed at
Snoop Dogg if it wasn't Dre.
No. Are you ready for this? And yeah. This is bona fide checked.
Yeah, yeah.
Fact. Ready? Jay-Z.
All right.
Which doesn't seem to add up years, no. Times, freight scale wise.
No, it doesn't.
It's, I mean, I think about 30 now. But I know he's not, but.
No.
No, he's really not, is he?
No. No, I'm afraid not.
No, it absolutely blew me away when I realised that. You know, Dre hasn't written fuck all.
But he
he's a producer,
does a lot
isn't he?
Of the producing. He's a producer.
Oh, yeah. He's a. Yeah, well, sampling.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not knocking him. I'm a massive Dre fan. But he hasn't written. I mean, to be fair, considering he's just a producer. Done very well for himself.
Yeah. Yeah, but then he signed the right people as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, well, who's that white guy? Done quite well for himself.
Oh, Vanilla Ice.
Not him, the other one.
No.
He done quite well for himself. Who?
Ice T.
Nope. Ice T. Booker T.
Kid Rock.
Booker T.
He was some boy, mine, wasn't he? Oh, hell.
Well, anyway, there's a little insight to some...
That you didn't ask for.
Right? Yeah. You're welcome.
Welcome to the show.
It is actually going to annoy me, just...
What, Jerry's name?
Yeah.
What's bloody Jerry's name? Go on, type that in, see what comes up.
Just Google famous Jerry's.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom!
How many, name another famous Jerry.
Seinfeld.
That isn't Bruckheimer or Seinfeld. Go.
Jerry Heller.
Jeremy Heller.
Jeremy Clarkson.
No.
Jerry Halliwell. That's quite famous, isn't it?
Well, if I have a husband who's got a finger willy.
A wet finger willy.
Anyway.
Shall us?
Yeah. Well, sorry about this.
If you'd like to buy some merch, please do head over to the website, John, which is...
https://www.lemonlifeauto?
No.
lemonadelifestyle.co.uk.
Correct.
/
nope. Just stop
Shopify.
It no, it's not Shopify.
Noodle loves noodling. Hashtag fuck noodle.
No, not yet. Benny, sign up to the website if you want to buy some merch, which is...
https
yep.
Colon
sake. Yep
/,
lemonadelifestyle.com
co.uk
yeah.
I'll be the first one to get it right, which is http://. Sorry, http.
I'm gonna be the first one to get it right.
Well, you don't have to put the S in, it still works. http://www.
slongsitsblack.com.
Fucking painful.
Would anyone buy, could we make a slongsitsblack t-shirt as well? Do you think? Slongs, but like apostrophe.
Yeah.
Or S apostrophe slongs. Do you think?
I don't know.
Email us at podcast@ spell that if you can. .co.uk. podcast@lemonadelifestyle.co.uk if you'd buy a Slongs It's Black t-shirt.
Probably not a good idea.
Why? Because
okay,
it's got the word black in it.
Let's wrap this up.
Because it's got the word black in it.
No.
Because it's got the word slong in it?
Yeah.
What, and they're famous
for
having big dicks?
I think it's the fact that it's got both of them in there.
And they're famous for having giant willies. Thanks for listening.